Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Anyone Can Play Music, Unlock Your Musical Potential with the Laws of Brainjo is a nonfiction guide to learning music through the lens of neuroscience. Written by neurologist and musician Josh Turknet, the book argues that musical ability is not reserved for the naturally gifted or the young, but can be developed at any age through methods aligned with how the brain actually learns. Its central focus is the Brainjo approach, which translates concepts from neuroplasticity, automatic skill formation, and effective practice into practical advice for musicians. Rather than treating music learning as a matter of talent, Turknet frames it as a trainable process shaped by attention, repetition, feedback, listening, and brain health. The book is positioned both as a music instruction guide and as a broader account of how people acquire complex skills. It is especially relevant for adults who have felt blocked by traditional instruction, fear of failure, or assumptions about age-related limits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, neuroplasticity as the basis for learning music at any age. The book's foundational claim is that the brain remains capable of change throughout life, which means music learning should not be treated as something that ends after childhood or early training. Turknet uses neuroplasticity as the scientific justification for why adults can still develop instrument skills, timing, coordination, and musical fluency. This matters because many people abandon music before they start, assuming that talent is fixed or that a late start makes progress unrealistic. The book counters that idea by shifting the focus from innate ability to learning conditions. In this framework, the issue is not whether someone has the right gift, but whether the practice process is designed to produce durable neural change. That makes the book more than an optimistic encouragement. It is an attempt to ground musical learning in a biologically plausible model of skill acquisition. By doing so, Turknet gives readers a reason to trust that progress is possible even if earlier attempts at traditional instruction failed. Secondly, Brainjo laws turn neuroscience into a practical practice system. A major contribution of the book is its effort to convert neuroscience into usable learning principles. The Brainjo laws are presented as a structured approach to practice, helping readers understand how to move from conscious effort to stable skill. Instead of relying on vague advice such as practice more or stay motivated, the book emphasizes methods that align with how habits and motor patterns are formed in the brain. This practical orientation is important because many music learners know what they should do in general, but lack a framework for deciding how to practice when progress stalls. Turknet's model is designed to reduce wasted effort by making practice more deliberate and efficient. It also challenges the common idea that reading notation is the main route to musicianship. In its place, the book promotes learning that is grounded in hearing, pattern recognition, and gradual internalization. The result is a method that aims to build real musical competence rather than dependency on external cues. Thirdly, automatic skill formation and the role of zombie subroutines. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is its discussion of automatic learning systems, described through the memorable term zombie subroutines. This concept refers to the brain processes that take repeated actions and convert them into reliable, unconscious motor patterns. In music, that shift is essential because performance depends on fluency, not on deliberate calculation at every note. Turknet uses this idea to explain why some practice methods fail. If a learner never reaches automaticity, the skill remains fragile and difficult to use in real time. The concept also clarifies why repetition must be handled carefully. Repeating mistakes can strengthen the wrong pattern just as easily as repeating correct movement can strengthen the right one. The book, therefore, treats automaticity as a central goal, not a side effect. This is a useful corrective to music education that overvalues intellectual understanding while underestimating embodied skill. By focusing on how habits are encoded, Turknet helps readers see why successful musicians appear effortless, even though that ease is built through precise, repeated training. Fourthly, listening and internal hearing are treated as more important than reading notation. The book takes a strong position on the relationship between listening and reading. While notation can be helpful, Turknet argues that overdependence on reading music can interfere with musical fluency. His view is that real musicianship begins with the ear, because the brain needs a clear auditory target before it can organize movement effectively. This approach is counter to many conventional teaching methods that place notation at the center of instruction from the start. Turknet's reasoning is that music is fundamentally an oral skill, and learners should develop internal hearing, recognition of patterns, and familiarity with sound before or alongside written symbols. That emphasis is important for self-taught learners and adults who may not have access to formal instruction. It also broadens the book's audience beyond classical training models. The point is not that reading is useless, but that it should serve musical understanding rather than replace it. This makes the book especially relevant for players who can decode notes without sounding musical, because it addresses the deeper skill of hearing and producing music naturally. Lastly, brain health, lifestyle, and sustained learning capacity. Although the book is about music, it also connects musical learning to broader brain health. TurkNet presents learning as something influenced not only by practice design, but also by physical and cognitive conditions that support the brain over time. The related themes of exercise, sleep, nutrition, stress management, and social connection show that musical progress is not isolated from the rest of life. This adds an important layer to the book because it frames skill development as part of overall neurological well-being, not just a narrow rehearsal routine. It also explains why some learners plateau despite good intentions. The brain's capacity to change is affected by general health and fatigue. By linking music learning to brain maintenance, TurkNet gives the book wider relevance for readers interested in cognitive aging, lifelong learning, and preventive brain care. This broadens the work beyond a simple instrument method and places it in a larger conversation about how people preserve adaptability across the lifespan. In conclusion, anyone can play music should appeal to adults who have long wanted to learn an instrument, players who feel stuck in conventional instruction, and readers interested in how neuroscience can improve real-world learning. Its main value is that it does not treat musical ability as a mystery or a privilege of the naturally gifted. Instead, it explains why progress is possible when practice is aligned with neuroplasticity, automatic skill formation, and auditory learning. That makes the book useful both as a music guide and as a broader learning manual. Readers looking for a motivational pep talk may find it more rigorous than expected, while those looking for a technical method may appreciate that it is grounded in brain science rather than generic advice. What distinguishes it from many books in the music learning genre is its authorial perspective. Josh TurkNet combines neurology, musicianship, and teaching experience. So the book addresses both the mechanism of learning and the practical obstacles learners face. It is especially well-suited to anyone who wants a credible, science-informed reason to start, restart, or refine music study later in life. If you would like to support Josh TurkNet, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.